The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
Amen. Amen.
An earthly story with a heavenly meaning. Perhaps, like me, you learned that a long time ago as a definition of a parable, a teaching device that Jesus used to draw lessons regarding eternity from the experiences of everyday life. But you know what? When we actually examine the story part of the parable, the part that supposedly takes something from our earthly situation and circumstances, we find something just a little odd or unusual in the parables of our Lord. I mean, think, for example, about the parable of the Good Samaritan. Now, it's one thing to stop and help somebody alongside of the road. I mean, even that's unusual, but we can imagine that. But then how about promising the innkeeper that you're going to pay the entire bill when you come back? You know, I'm not sure that any of us in Jesus' day or our own have ever experienced generosity to that extent. And so too here in this morning scripture reading, the parable of the lost sheep. Many readers have remarked upon the fact that the shepherd just abandons the 99 in order to seek the lost one. Now, of course, we can imagine, you know, that he turned them over to another shepherd or somehow he penned them in. But you know, the parable really doesn't say that. No, it just says he left them in the open country. He just abandoned them. So concerned was he for the one that was lost. And then when the story ends, with the shepherds calling friends and neighbors together in order to rejoice that he has found the sheep, well, that too seems a bit much. I mean, we rejoice over finding lost things, but not to the extent mentioned here. So, what is going on here? Earthly stories that are not exactly earthly. They don't really fit our experience. But then again, how could they? Heavenly meanings do not fit into earthly stories. God's ways of grace are greater than anything we experience in human affairs. A loving and a forgiving God does not act like sinful men. Now, in order to consider this just a little bit better, let's think about the lostness of the lost sheep in these parables, or in this parable. Now, I don't know anything about sheep, really. I mean, really, the only thing I know about sheep is what I've learned from the Bible. And if you think about it, that's the opposite of how that's supposed to work. I suggest that probably most of you are like me, too. But at any rate, I've read that our Lord really wasn't complimenting any of us by comparing us to sheep. Sheep are dirty, they're smelly, they're stupid. They get themselves into trouble, they get lost. Now, nobody makes them do it. Nobody leads them away from the flock, but that's just the way they are. All too likely to get lost. But you know what? Maybe our Lord wasn't complimenting sheep either by comparing them to us. How about that for a moment? You know, simply by being born into this world, we are sinners. Now, that's a condition that we inherited from our parents. It's something that we can't do anything about at all. But the doctrine of original sin, that's what that is, doesn't excuse us from sin, as if we were forced to do wrong things in spite of what we really wanted to do. I mean, that's just the opposite of the way it works. We want to sin. The sheep wanders off without anyone forcing it to go. Now, later we may regret that what we have done, but our minds, our hearts, our hands cooperate freely with the devil's temptations. I mean, the gossiping tongue, the lustful eye, the greedy heart, the lost temper. I mean, can any one of us honestly say, these things happen apart from me? Yeah. We're involved in our own sins. That's the way we are. We're not morally neutral. We're not indifferent. Instead, we are actively and willfully opposed to God. That's the situation of the lost sinner. So the question becomes, can anything be done about this? Well, not by us. But what about God? Will God help? Well, obviously, he doesn't have to. After all, we wouldn't. We want revenge upon those who have wronged us, not reconciliation. We want an eye for an eye. Or maybe two eyes for an eye. But we certainly don't want to forgive. So why should God do anything for his enemies? Well, there's really only one reason. Because that's the way God is. He's gracious, he's forgiving, he's patient, he's merciful. And he's all of those things to a degree and to an extent that we can never comprehend. And this too, Jesus teaches us in the parable. I mean, consider again the shepherd. Now, we've already noted how he just leaves the 99 behind in the open country, and then he goes after the lost. Now, we can only imagine what that was like. But note especially the phrase, he goes after the lost until he finds it. And I think that's the key to the whole story, until he finds it. There's absolutely no giving up. There's no quitting. The shepherd doesn't think, well, I still have 99, so I guess I'll go home. Now, you and I might say that. We might search for a long, long time, but eventually we would give up. We have other things to do. We can't just always be searching for the lost. But God doesn't. He doesn't give up. His grace is greater than human sin. Now, right from the moment of the first sin, God was there. Not only with a word of rebuke, but also with a word of promise. God would send a Savior to crush the head of the devil. And you know what? God did that. He didn't just stand on the sidelines to see how it all would work out. No. He entered the time and space that he created by becoming a true human being. And then he fought our battle with sin and devil. So where we use our will to sin, Jesus Christ submitted his will perfectly to the Father. Where our hearts, our hands, our tongues yield themselves willing instruments to the devil, Jesus Christ spoke, did, and lived as God and his laws require, in order to break the power and hold of the devil. And then, when he had suffered everything that God's law demanded, even to the point of death upon the cross, our Lord achieved the complete and final victory by rising from the dead in triumph. Now, that's how God sought for his lost sheep. A seeking and a saving that would not be denied until the task was done, complete, and victorious. Not because we deserved it, but because that's how God is. A God of love. Now, was there ever such love like this among us? Have human beings anywhere at any time expressed a love like this? Of course not. Only God can love the unlovable. Only God can reconcile with the unwilling. Only God can forgive sinners. No wonder then that the stories that Jesus told to illustrate the mysteries of God's grace often have these unusual, unrealistic details. Nothing in human experience comes even close to what God is for sinners in Christ Jesus. So, they rejoice in heaven, Jesus tells us, over just one sinner who repents. Well, maybe we ought to rejoice too on earth over sinners, you and me, that Jesus Christ has found. Amen. And now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds to Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.